Week two of the NFL season, game in progress at the moment. So if you just don't want to know, Ravens and Chiefs, they're 14 points apiece heading towards halftime. So Kansas City at Baltimore, 2 minutes to go in the first half, 14 points each. SEN's game this morning was Rams versus Colts. NFL Game Pass, the ultimate way to watch. Ben Graham each Monday. Benny, welcome.
Oh, good morning, Jared. Yes, another fantastic morning of NFL action. Never fails to disappoint.
You had a thriller, Rams and Colts?
Yes, well, it ended up that way. The Rams got off to a great start, and Matthew Stafford at his new team, they performed well last week. They needed to back it up, though, against one of the NFL's best defenses in the Colts, and they did get away to an early lead. But the Colts got back into it. There was a punt that was mishandled in the end zone. The Colts scored a touchdown, but in the end, the Rams held on. And for those that think the Rams are going to be, when the whips are cracking at the end of the year, certainly off to a good start. But I tell you what, with the Rams going 2-0 after beating the Colts and the Buccaneers going 2-0 after beating the Falcons, sets up for a great matchup next week, the Bucs at the Rams. So we'll really see what Matthew Stafford's made of.
Tell us about the Bucs.
Well, the Bucs were just too good, and we'll probably look back and say the Falcons aren't that great, but they had to work hard for it. A couple of touchdowns early for Gronkowski. They did it easy in the end, but probably on the back of their defense really helped them. But after week two, now we'll probably talk about this a little more next week, but with a 17-game season as opposed to a 16-game season, early season results may not matter as much. We generally talk about the 0-2 teams.
Yep.
And what a big road ahead they've got. Well, there are currently six 0-2 teams, and four of them, the Giants, the Jets, the Jaguars and the Falcons, you could probably write off. So the interesting ones are the Colts and the Vikings and the loser of tomorrow's game, the Lions at the Packers. But there are a number of 2-0 teams which are worth discussing. The Broncos had a good win over the Texans. Now, they face the Jets next week, so they could very easily go 3-0. The other one's the Panthers. Now, what the Saints did to the Packers last week, you know, everyone was expecting the Saints to come out and continue to roll against the Panthers, but the Panthers, it was a good win. Sam Darnold really has come into his own at his new team, and 2-0, they face the Texans next week. So a couple of unlikely teams may go 3-0, including the Raiders, who had a massive win today, not on scoreboard, but just this time of the season to win in Pittsburgh is a big deal. So there's a few teams there that didn't make the playoffs last year that will be there about.
26-17, the Raiders over the Steelers. So that was the, I was watching them on Tuesday morning, wasn't it? They were Monday Night Football, so the rapid turnaround. It was a thriller that they squeaked out of to win, and now they're 2-0, so that's good going.
Well, it certainly is. So they would have spent the entire preseason game planning for the Ravens, and then, yeah, 6 days later, they're straight into Pittsburgh, which is a tough place to play. And remember, they beat the Buffalo Bills week one. Now, I think the Steelers might be a little bit overrated, but it was a tough win. Derek Carr has matured. He's got some weapons now, Henry Ruggs. And they did it without Josh Jacobs, their running back, who scored two touchdowns last week. So the Raiders, a fantastic performance. And the other team to respond was the Bills after that loss to the Steelers. They shut out the Miami Dolphins 35-0. So a fantastic defensive performance, but still to put up five touchdowns, Josh Allen's still not at his best. Stephon Diggs didn't have his best game. They got a little bit of production out of the running game, but still a lot of improvement to come for the Buffalo Bills.
And a sneaky eye toward the 49ers, who beat the Eagles 17-11. That's a good early season win away as well.
Well, that is, and it's good to chalk them up. Now, the 49ers are 2-0, but so are most of the NFC West. So this is the toughest division in football. The Seattle Seahawks lost in overtime to the Titans, so that's the only loss in the West. So the Cardinals got across the line in an absolute thriller, 34-33 over the Vikings. The Rams, as I said, and the 49ers. So it is a tough division, and they face the Packers next week. So it'll be interesting to see how the Packers go tomorrow, but another challenge for the 49ers.
So we're watching the Chiefs and the Ravens. God, Jackson was awful at the start, so Baltimore have done well to steady up. But I am drawn towards tomorrow. Aaron Rodgers, appalling in the first week. You said don't overreact. I listened to so much overreaction. It was fantastic. If they go under to the Lions at home, they'll just about shut Green Bay down.
Well, think of this. They were the number one seed last year, and Aaron Rodgers won the MVP. He had the worst game of his career. Now, I'm expecting him to respond. He's never gone 0-2 to start the season. It is a big game. You remember that last week, the Lions almost came over the top of the 49ers. They gave up like a four-touchdown deficit and scored a lot late. So they'll be coming into this with a little bit of confidence. But, you know, the loser of this goes 0-2, but I don't think it'll be the Packers.
Ben, great to chat. Enjoy the rest of today's game and tomorrow, which has got a ghoulish fascination. Good man.
Thanks, Jared.
Ben Graham, catch every touchdown on NFL Red Zone. Start watching today at nflgamepass.com.